once again to a Wednesday edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hammond. Steve Bakken is with us live from Watford City today.
Road trip.
We have a road trip to a dust up is what we have
not
today.
Not dusty today, though.
No,
it's not dusty today.
That's because of the rain.
Well,
the rain is dust control, so you know you might as well shut that conference down. Why have it? We have more rain than we know what to do with, and it's suppressing all the dust. Unfortunately or fortunately, depending on your perspective, it is temporary. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about dust today on the program. The Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties have a little gathering of some experts on dust today. We're going to be joined by the author of a study that has some answers on how to deal with it coming up on the program. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour. He's here normally on Wednesdays for a talk radio town hall, the word from Washington. How often do you get a chance to call your congressman and ask him anything live on the radio and any issue? You can do that next hour as well. So it's easy. What'sonyourmindradio.com is how you... like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and share your comments directly there. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's the telephone numbers to let us know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What is on your mind today, Steve? Is it dust? Are you in the middle of this dust up?
It is dust, and I was going to open up with that first, but I did want to talk a little bit about farm safety. Tragic accident, a young gentleman down from Mott moving a piece of equipment and spraying a field and came in contact with some electricity, and we had a fatality farming season. We have those all the time, and one is too many, especially in an incident like this. So my condolences going out to the family down in Mott, farming just north of Mott a couple miles, and lost their son. So overhead power lines, you just can't say it enough. Safety, safety, safety. It doesn't matter if you're out in the oil field. It doesn't matter if you're out in the farm. Just have that extra sense of safety when you're handling some equipment like that. But a tragic loss down the Mott community.
Hard not to have a lump in your throat, with this story. And I think you're right, Steve, to remind folks that just use that lump in your throat, that pit in your gut to say, I'm going to be extra careful in this case. Obviously, our thoughts and prayers with everybody in Mott and his family. Mike Weary is the victim's name, 19 years old, spraying a field at a farm that he worked at north of Mott when the accident happened. According to the Pettinger County Sheriff, Sarah Warner, accident still under investigation, but she expects to be finished sometime next week. He just finished his freshman year at NDSU, big part of the community, very well liked.
Home on the farm doing some work, and tragic story. So a family that my heart goes out to him this morning.
Absolutely. So, speaking of my heart going out, you know, farmers obviously are interacting every single day with oil and gas production. And this is a challenge, but it's one that I think I certainly look at it as the glass being half full. But I understand how lives are impacted by this. And this dust thing is a prime example. I was reading a series that the Dickinson paper did on this, and they were quoting a particular farmer that actually was using some of his yield monitoring. Mike Schulmeyer was his name, but he has this yield sensor, and his yield dropped the closer he gets to roads on his property. And, of course, that goes off the charts when there is fracking going on, so you have an enormous amount of truck traffic, 2,500 trucks on average driving down a road to complete the process of fracking. That causes dust to rise up, and obviously that reduces yields. So the closer you get to the road, the more the yields come down, and when there is fracking in the neighborhood, it goes down even further. What do you do about that? My first suggestion would be suppress the dust, right? And that's one of the reasons you're in Watford City today, and one of the reasons later this hour we're going to talk with somebody who has some ideas on how to do this. But in the meantime, until you find that secret sauce, if you will, that can suppress the dust, what do you do? Do you compensate farmers for this? And if you compensate farmers for it, who should pay? The oil company's already paying an enormous amount of taxes, right? So, do you put it on oil companies, or are they should their tax dollars that they're generating be used by government to because this is going to come at a cost, right? And, either way, either the cost to suppress the dust and apply something to the roadway that'll do it, or compensation. What do you think, Steve?
You know, that's a big discussion, and I first was made aware of this and how big of an issue it was in Western North Dakota last year. Some of the discussions I had with Vicki Steiner, she was kind of one of the ones that pointed this out to me, state representative, and with the Western counties, oil and gas producing counties. I didn't realize it was a problem. It was one of those little issues that you think isn't an issue. You think it's a minor issue. And then you start digging into it a little bit and you go, yeah, that does make a big impact. I mean, think across the state. What does it mean to take 20 acres out of production, you know, a thin swath along a sugar beet field? Or with the corn prices, a thin swath along a road out of production for soybeans or corn, or with cattle, not having those grazing opportunities because the cattle won't eat the dusted land. They won't graze on that grass, especially when we're looking at drought years like last year where hay was at a premium, grazing acreage was at a premium. You know, what does that mean to production agriculture? Not having, you know, we think as, oh, well, you know, 100 yards swath down a road. You take a road and you go 50 yards to either side of it and there's a little bit of a dead zone or decreased productivity for that land. That is a huge, huge impact to agriculture. And we're talking millions and tens of millions of dollars when things are added up. And you bring up a great point, Scott. Who pays for that?
Yeah, but I think number one is should farmers be compensated for it? Because obviously farmers are creating dust too, right? So there's, you know, dust is going to come from a road. So you and I, we might be going to see, but obviously there's an enormous amount of traffic related to oil and gas. So, you know, there's an impact there. Well, how do you quantify that? And then who pays? So
if you think of a regular county road, you or I could be traveling down that county road. If school buses travel down those county roads. I don't think the problem really came to light until there was all this extra traffic. When it was just traffic, it's like, okay, dust, it rains, it takes care of it, fine. Maybe it's a question of now that we have the yield monitors that are so pervasive. I mean, everybody's got a yield monitor. Did it get quantified before? Is this a new problem? Is
this
a larger problem than what it was? Or is it just a problem that because the technology is able to immediately quantify that it's a bigger issue now?
Here's something I'm confident of. There's a lot of opinions on this in our audience and a lot of wisdom on this in our audience. And so we're gonna ask you, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We've asked already on our Facebook page about this, What's on Your Mind Radio. Here's some of the answers that we're getting on the question, should farmers be compensated for the dust causing them problems in oil-producing counties? And, you know, separate question of who pays, which is already coming up in some of the answers. Here's what you're saying. Matthew says, no. If you did that, then the EPA has a clear path to regulate. Good point. We don't want more regulation.
No, we don't.
Regulate combine. Regulate and fine farmers. That's the word I was looking for. For kicking up dust during farming activities. All in the name of environment and health. Blair says no. They get compensation from the government for pricing controls, subsidies, CRP, and loss protection. Tom says yes, and compensated from the oil companies, not from the state. Debbie says don't even open that door. They will be there after farming next for the dust they create while farming. Not a smart path. Blair says they already are getting compensation from the oil companies in the form of leases, land damages, and minerals. The oil companies pay a lot of taxes and face a lot of regulation on the federal, state, and local level. Plus, it'd be hard to put a price tag on the damages caused by the dust. He puts damages in quotes here. These last few years, growing seasons have been out of the norms. More rain, less snow, late planting and harvest. And those affect crop quality and yields more than some dust. So this is creating quite a discussion.
Yeah, you know, I want to hear from the experts. I want to hear from the people that live in the oil patch, that live in the roads that are impacted by this. If you live on one of those gravel roads, one of those roads that has a dust issue, maybe 2 years ago you didn't have the traffic on there. Did you have the yield monitors out that said what that land was, how productive was that land then? Compared to now, when, okay, now you've got a couple rigs, you got a pad down that road, there's a lot of truck traffic on there. are you being impacted? I want to hear from the farmers and ranchers that live out in the oil patch, that see this on a day-to-day basis. They're the experts here. They're the ones that live with this. And is it as big a problem? Logic would say yes, because you've got studies like this dust study that's being presented today with Francis Schwint doing the study, which you can find on the Industrial Commission webpage as well. But I want to hear from the people that live here. Those are the ones that have the information, that live with it on a day-to-day basis. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Henn, and this is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Henn. We'll be right back after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5-year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's on Your Mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Henn. And this is What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email kfyr at clearchannel.com. Scott, you know, I didn't even ask you, what's on your mind?
Not dust. Well,
not
you,
dust?
You got me on dust going a little bit.
Maybe
there,
a few cobwebs?
Yeah, this NDSU linebacker, the star linebacker in this, a very nasty bar fight. Now facing a felony charge. Now he's lawyered up, as you would expect, and his lawyer is saying, "Hey, very defensible here." But here's what I'm wondering. you know, area colleges, I think, you know, obviously need to do a better job of recruiting players. I think this is where you avoid some of this. This, to me, begs for a better screening system. And I, you know, look, I think some people sort of expect this stuff. Hey, it's Division One, therefore, you know, you're going to have problems like this. Well, I think we ought to hold ourselves to a little higher standard, is what I think. So I'm asking, what I'm wondering is if folks that are fans of NDSU see a star linebacker like this in a ugly bar fight, now facing felony charges in jail. Obviously, a lot of folks saying, okay, is this time for zero tolerance, or, you know, do you let the judicial system play out? Those are the questions we typically ask. I want to go to a broader question.
What's the price of success, Scott?
The price of success.
What's the price of success?
Of players involved in nasty bar fights and felony charges, is that the price of success?
I don't know.
So is your point this just comes with the turf?
I don't know. I'm asking the listeners, what's the price of success? And maybe a better question is, how far are you willing to look the other way for that success? You know, we hear this from major Division I programs all the time, things that go on at LSUs and the Alabamas and the Oklahomas and the Texases of the world, USC. We see some of the things that go on those campuses, and it almost like things build up to a point, and then they blow, and then they come back to the grounded level, and then the program builds up to a boiling point once again. You know, is it just come with success? Is there a way to get around that? You look at some of the other programs, maybe aren't quite as successful, but don't have the problems. I think back to NDSU when they had the run of Division II championships, national championships. I mean, they were by far the premier Division II program in the country. There was a lot of baggage that came with that during that run, towards the latter part of that run.
Let us know. Who's right, who's wrong here? 800-228-0550. Do you think that's too Pollyanna? Is it too high a bar to think that we can do that? Travis Beck is the player we're talking about. Some of you commented on Facebook on this. Brian says, putting all the blame on a university or a player is wrong. Saying the best athletes are criminals, even worse. I don't know that anybody's done either of those things. But Travis is getting publicity, says Brian, because he plays football for NDSU, not because another guy started to pick a fight with him. And Travis defended himself. Give it a rest. It was just another student. We wouldn't even have heard about it if he wasn't an NDSU player.
Is the media making too much of it? Do we have all the details? Do we have all the facts yet?
That smacks to me of, cover-up time here. Oh, he's a player. He's just a poor guy's an NDSU player, so therefore now he's big news. Look, if you're an NDSU player, if you're a Division I football player anywhere, but in North Dakota, if you're an NDSU star linebacker, you go to a bar, you get in a fight, it's going to be news. Sorry, you're held to a higher standard. My question is, should we do a better job on the outset of screening for character that doesn't get you in a mess like this? Michael says, whatever happened to colleges being about learning? Jim says, better people can't dunk or hit a three-pointer. I don't know what that means. Ryan says colleges grow because of college football budgets. What liberal programs do you know that make a profit? Dwayne says this stuff has happened at every school, every level, every sport, and until kids stop making poor decisions, it will continue to happen. In other words,
maybe,
stuff happens.
Scott, maybe it goes back to the kids. At a certain point, when you're part of a program that has such stature, now whether it's an LSU or USC or an NDSU or a UND hockey program, when you're part of a community that you have that much stature within that community because of that program and the success of that program, does it breed a sense of entitlement? And I think that might be where kids get in trouble.
800-228-0550 to weigh in. Jeff and Tioga wants to do that. Jeff, what's on your mind?
To Travis Beck. They have to learn very early on that they have to avoid certain situations because, there might be a guy going out to look for an opportunity to leverage on his fame. So, that's part of the program at NDSU or any other college. They need to talk to these players that they're bringing in and tell them that now you've reached this Division I level, you've got to be more careful. You can't put yourself in situations like that. And the school has to deal with it accordingly when those situations happen. They didn't do it very well. They didn't do it very well with the petition problem last year. And, you know, it remains to be seen how they deal with the Travis Beck situation.
Do you think it's possible to be a little better on the front end when you're recruiting to try and, you know, number one, lay down the law. Look, you get in any trouble, you're done, period. Zero tolerance. And number two, there's just a lot of this happening. It seems to me that we're maybe just looking the other way and looking for talent first rather than character. Is that unfair?
No, it's not unfair at all. It should be treated just as if they were writing up a contract with them. You know, the pros do it. If you're a good enough player in Division I level, you very well can end up as a pro. Get them started early. Get them used to abiding by those rules.
You know, Jeff, I have a question for you. Is it a case of the student athlete coming in, or is it a case of the success of the program breeds that sense of entitlement? You know, which is it, the chicken or the egg, the cart before the horse? Where does the dynamic of that grow? Is it the kids and the quality of the kids coming in, or is it the program?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. You know, as a society, we tend to coddle these players very early on. They start to show talent, and we learn to overlook certain things. And the same thing at the program.
Jeff, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Going to go to Bill in Garrison. You're next. What's on your mind, Bill?
Yeah, how about the guy that picked a fight with him, if that's really what happened? How come we don't hear nothing about that person or persons? And then another question is, all these people that are judging this young man that went to college, I didn't go to college, but all the people that went to college and judged this young man, what were they like when they were in college? You know, these are questions that I haven't heard anything about.
Well, I guess all fair questions, for sure. Well, but my question is, as Jerry said in our Facebook page, beating a man's skull to the brink of death is not defending oneself. We need to know the facts of the investigation, and obviously he's entitled to a defense, but just getting in the fight in the first place, doesn't, you know, I mean, as an NDSU star linebacker, you're going to walk away from this stuff. You're going to encounter these things. I don't know that we can defend it. That smacks of sort of looking the other way because he's a great player. I don't know. Bill, last word, 10 seconds.
What if he can't walk away?
All right. Thanks, Bill. More coming up. What's on your mind? Let us know what you think. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's health and fitness club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I'm Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is What's On Your Mind from the studios of 550 KFIRE to 910 KCJB in Minot to KLTC 1460 in Dickinson to KTGO 1090 in Tioga Stanley, as well as AM 1100 The Flag. East meets West every single day on the radio, 800-228-0550, all across the Northern Plains. I'd love to hear from you today on any and all topics to let us know what's on your mind. Steve Bakken is in Watford City today. We are there because of some experts that the Association of Oil and Gas Counties have brought in have been working on a dust study, and we're going to learn a little bit about this issue that is, as we mentioned, very much an issue on the minds of growers and the oil and gas community. And you have a special guest you're going to introduce that's going to school us up on this, right, Steve?
We have Francis Schwint with us, principal investigator for this dust study. Of course, the financial impact in western North Dakota in the oil patch. Francis, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
And first of all, the reason this study is important is the financial impact of the counties that are out here. And you were telling me some of these counties dedicating $3 or more million just to abate dust.
Yes, that's a significant funding increase from what it historically has been. You know, a couple of years ago, McKenzie County was about $1.5 million budgeted just for dust control. Now they're over three. Several other counties are in that same kind of range as far as their budget for just for dust control. You know, then they have all the other road maintenance issues as well.
Is there such thing as dust control? In other words, with a certain amount of dollars, can you do it? Is this something you can we fix the problem with money, first of all?
I think there's ways to control the amount of dust. You can't eliminate dust, but there's certainly ways that you can reduce the amount of dust. There's a number of products out there that are being used. They all have some benefits and some drawbacks. But the chemical of choice right now seems to be the magnesium chloride or calcium chloride. You know, they're salts that are commercial products that are brought in and applied to the roads. It takes several applications throughout the year to try to maintain at least some control on the level of dust. But again, can't eliminate it.
Well, Francis, being that Western North Dakota tends to be more arid, dust always has been a problem out here. It's just exacerbated by all the extra traffic now. You're talking about applications, several applications a year. These are the primary products, the mag chloride and the calcium chloride. Are there other solutions? You know, what did you dig into with this study, and what did you find are some of the better, are there better solutions?
We looked at a number of different products and tried different products. We even tried crude oil. And unfortunately, some of the laboratory work that we had done with the state DOT lab in Bismarck indicated that there was a possibility of that working. Unfortunately, when we tried it on the test segments that we had last summer, it really didn't do the job. So what I'm looking for now is trying to find a more natural source of the sodium or the calcium chloride. And some of the work that I've done so far seems to indicate that there are some wells that are producing some, you get salt water that's being produced along with the oil out here. And what I've found is that some wells are naturally higher in calcium than sodium. We did try some salt water last year on our test segments. So that was primarily sodium chloride. And the sodium doesn't draw the moisture into the road surface like the calcium or magnesium do. That's why they're more effective at controlling dust. But even with using the mag chloride or the calcium chloride, that has limitations as well. Last fall when it was really, really dry out here, they weren't very effective because it needs moisture in the air to draw it into the road profile in order to control the dust.
Our guest, by the way, is Francis Schwedt. He's a former environmental health chief at the North Dakota Department of Health, now director of a study on how best for oil-producing counties to deal with dust problems. If you have a question, a comment on this issue, you're the experts. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can always email us as well with your questions, and they go to studio at What's On Your Mind Radio. But if you have questions for Francis, give us a call. One of our Facebook commenters, listeners, said that if you do this, then you're going to give the EPA a clear path to regulate and fine farmers for kicking up dust during farming activities. We've been asking the question, do you save farmers? And if you do, who pays? And some folks have said, well, this is a path to further meddling by the EPA. You obviously dealt with that at the North Dakota Department of Health. Is that a legitimate worry, Francis?
I think it is to a certain extent. I don't know about regulating dust from farmers, but I think, in some other areas of the country where dust is real prevalent, like in Arizona, where you have drier conditions, they are in non-attainment for particulate matter in the air. So that requires additional control methods to be implemented. So far, North Dakota is still in attainment for all air quality parameters, but I think if the level of dust continues to increase, we may not be in attainment going forward. So I don't know exactly what that entails, but if you become non-attainment and meeting the national air quality standards, that means that there's going to have to be control strategies developed by the state in order to reduce those levels of particulate in the air. So I think we need to get ahead of it now so that we don't end up having a bunch of regulations come in.
You know, we've had the dust issue in North Dakota because of Western North Dakota being as arid as it is for quite a while. You mentioned the availability of some of these products, the mag chloride, the calcium chloride. Is it hard to get? Is it difficult to attain? And is it expensive to ship into Western North Dakota? What are the costs of that? Because I want to ask the viability of this saltwater wells and bring that product from here. So is it difficult to attain the amounts of the calcium and mag chloride that we need here in Western North Dakota?
I think some improvements are being made by the suppliers as far as the availability of it. But I think that was an issue last year as well, that just having the amount of product and the equipment to apply it certainly was a problem amongst the counties. Remains to be seen what happens this year, you know, whether there are adequate supplies to meet all that. That's why we're looking at trying to find those salt-producing wells that have good quality water that can be used instead to augment the supply. So I think that is a particular issue.
Is there
what
some...
are the other...
I'm going to follow up with your cost question, Steve. Because have you found a combination that's both cost effective and effective? You know, in other words, that just makes sense. I think I saw on the one you mentioned earlier that it's being used about $6,000 a mile. Is that choke a horse cost wise when you look at how many different applications it has to take, or is that a reasonable amount of expenditure to control dust?
Well, it certainly is an expenditure, and that's why the budgets have gone up dramatically in the counties trying to manage the dust that's out there. You know, $6,000, I guess, you know, when you're talking 1,200 miles of roadway in McKenzie County, $6,000 a mile doesn't get you a treatment everywhere. So that's why we're looking at some of the other alternatives. You know, it was costing us about $700 or $600 a mile just to use the salt water. That's just to haul it and apply it. So if you can reduce that cost by an order of magnitude and still be effective, you know, that's certainly one possibility.
From the study perspective, what are some of the highlights on this study? What were some of the findings that you found that really could have an impact on some of the western counties?
Well, I think one of the things that we need to start stressing is that the counties need to use good specifications when they purchase gravel. Some of the work in South Dakota seems to indicate that you can reduce your maintenance costs and your overall life cycle costs by using good quality gravel instead of just using some of the gravel that has historically been used. You know, the gravels are in a very short supply in western North Dakota just before the oil activity even started. So having access to good quality gravel is very important. And because of the limited quantity, if you put poor quality gravel on, it ends up costing you more in the long run to do that.
From the perspective of western North Dakota and the people that are driving on these roads, what does it mean to have a study like this and start going down that road now, so to speak, without waiting until the problem gets worse? Because this is going to get worse unless we start alleviating some of these issues.
I believe so, yes. I guess as far as the study, we set out to try to find some good products that are out there. You know, I think the counties had some indications already that the magnesium chloride or calcium chloride were the ones that were working the best. But certainly you have a lot of salespeople out there that are visiting county commissioners and road superintendents to say they
big
have
business.
Yes, they have their own secret sauce, you know. Supposedly
snake oil salesman.
Yep. Supposedly there's about 150 different products out there. You know, we certainly didn't try to use all those. We used 8 or 9. We looked at about 30 or 40 of them, but you know, there's costs, there's ease of application, how effective they are. There's a number of different things that go into selecting a product.
Francis, my last quick question here before we go to a break. Pipelines solve this in the long term, don't they? I mean, just reducing truck traffic would be the easiest solution here, right?
Well, certainly that helps if you get some of the traffic off the road. That certainly goes a long way.
So, but obviously it doesn't happen overnight. But you're still going to have an interim problem to bring this down. It's not going to happen even if you ultimately get some more approval, get some more pipelines, get some more traffic. But and then the question of who pays as well. Very interesting though. I think a lot of folks take comfort in the fact that smart folks like you are getting in a room and thinking about the best solution and the most economical way to do this. It's a big issue. So thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you.
More from Watford City, straight ahead on What's On Your Mind.
We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind after these messages.
When Nesson Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes at the vent geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Services. What advice would you have for folks doing business here in the Bakken?
First off, learn about it. You know, if somebody is interested in getting involved in this in any way, shape, or form, there's so much support. You don't have to work on a drilling rig to be part of the oil field. You know, all the support services we were talking about, whether it's the homes, the building, the construction, road construction, all these different services, there's just so much here. Educate yourself. Do your research and know your homework. North Dakota is an absolutely beautiful place to live. Tioga is the oil capital in North Dakota. Absolutely a great town. But my advice would be to learn about it and look at your opportunities. There's a multitude of things that people could be doing to support this industry.
Nesset Consulting Service. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nessetconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Steve Bakken is in Watford City today, Association of Oil and Gas Counties, so working on some dust and air quality issues. Welcome your questions or comments for the experts on that. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour. Our talk radio town hall on your questions, comments on anything and everything. Questions on our Facebook page that continue to gather some attention here. Should farmers be compensated for dust causing them problems in oil-producing counties? Getting a lot of back and forth on, hey, farmers get enough from government. They don't need to get more. And by the way, oil companies pay enough, and there's all kinds of opinions there. Check it out. Fargo and Grand Forks are considering bans to employment discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Is this necessary, needed? Is this a problem? Always amazed at these politicians and throw out some sort of a, you know, solution in search of a problem. What in the world? And the other question that's caused a little bit of a dust-up today, no pun intended, is the issue of the NDSU. Yeah, I had to go there. It's a dust-up. NDSU football linebacker Travis Beck charged with aggravated assault for an incident outside a sports bar over the weekend and booked into the Cass County Jail. Prompted the question, should area colleges recruit better and look for better stock instead of players that seem to be getting in lots of legal trouble? And or does that just come with the turf when you have a Division I program? Just the price of the, you know, play at this level? Lots of folks weighing in on those questions. Temperatures around the region, 59 in Williston, Bismarck 61, Tioga 59, Dickinson 56, Fargo 70, Minot 58, Jamestown 64, Grand Forks 64, and looks like we might even have some nice weather over the weekend on the west. East, it's going to rain. That's just anyway, we're seeing some signs
we're
of summer.
Due.
Exactly. Yeah, no kidding.
We're due. I need a day down on the Missouri River.
You have another guest to update us on the dust up, right?
Yeah, actually, we have Dave Glatt from the state. He's the chief environmental health section. And Dave, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Wanted to talk a little bit about the EPA and how that plays into this, because we hear all the time about regional haze, but there's a lot that goes into regional haze. There's a lot of different pieces of that. Once we hit a tipping point, that's when the EPA gets involved and then starts looking into some other things. Now, the way I understand this, we have the particulate matter that is dust. There's agriculture producing that, our power plants, a lot of pieces. It's a sum of a whole, but the number they look at is a regional haze number. Once we hit that tipping point, then they start digging into other things. Is that the way? Am I seeing it right?
Yeah, that's correct. In a nutshell, what they want is by the year 2064, they want us to meet natural visibility background conditions. And we go through various steps. The first step is you take a look at what your visibility is now and what are the major industries, factors contributing to visibility impairment. And that's what we've looked at as far as the power plants is our first step. If we continue not to meet our visibility goals, we start looking at other things such as what impairs visibility, such as agriculture, such as dust, other type of things, and we'll have to be looking at controls to hopefully improve visibility over the long term.
You know, we have a listener saying, hey, don't we have the best air quality in the country or among the best? How in the world can we have a dust crisis? You know, what do you say to folks about North Dakota and how we rank? And at the same time, talking about a dust problem or regional haze, for that matter.
Yeah, and that's an excellent point. You know, we do have some excellent air quality and something that we're very proud of. We should be proud of as citizens and also as state agencies. But there are, what we're seeing is with the increased development, specifically in the West, we're seeing localized impacts with dust. And that is a problem to the point where we have monitors that look at air quality 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. And some of those monitors are starting to creep up on the particulate matter. And so I think it's prudent for us to start looking at things like dust, hopefully to control that so we don't get increased oversight by the Environmental Protection Agency.
How big a problem is dust when you look at the whole picture? Is it that big a concern? It's dusty. The wind blows. It's dry in western North Dakota. Is it really that big of an issue? Because people are going to ask that question.
Sure. Dust has always been there. It isn't something new. But I think what has made the problem worse is just all the development and increased truck traffic. I think people were willing, living in the West without pre-oil boom, they're willing to deal with the dust. You know, that was just came with the territory. Now it's got to up the ante a little bit, and that's something that I think it's hit a threshold where they're not willing to deal with it anymore. Our concern is that we are getting close to those standards established by EPA and that are enforced by the state, that we may exceed some of those particulate standards for air quality, and we don't want to go there. We want to do what we can to minimize particulate in the atmosphere, and that's one of the reasons why we have this dust conference today.
Dave Glatt from the health department is with us, and obviously we're coal country too, right? And so this is a very important industry to North Dakota. I mean, I want you guys in the state health department to handle this rather than the feds. Just keep this reasonable and common sense. Is that doable, Dave?
I think it is. Obviously we have the feds looking over our shoulder all the time. We have to do a good job following the science and law and the law to protect air quality. We feel we're doing that. We also feel that the state's in a better position to look at protecting air quality, regulating industry, because we feel we do a little bit better common sense wise in finding solutions. And we have industry helping us out on that, and we're hopeful for some success in the future.
Dave Gladworthy, thank you for joining us today. Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon, this is What's on Your Mind. I'm broadcasting from Watford City, the Dust Conference. Coming up next, Congressman Kevin Cramer. Get your questions ready. It's your opportunity to get the word from Washington with Congressman Kevin Cramer coming up next on What's on Your Mind.
Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, you can kill skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give it 100% guarantee. That smell never comes back. Call us up. Order, fund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to getridofsmellnow.com, use the promo code Scott, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. Getridofsmellnow.com, 100% money back guarantee. You can't beat it. And it's North Dakota made.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.